Patriots are going to the AFC Championship. Don't forget, you can listen to the game right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Joining us right now is New England Patriots running back James White, brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Hey, James, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Congratulations on the win yesterday. You must be a little tired after all the stuff you were doing yesterday, 15 catches in a game. That must have been fun for you.
You know, it was just good to, come out with a win versus a tough team. We knew we had to start fast and put the foot on the gas for four quarters. They're explosive offense, and they're good on defense. So we just wanted to play our best football. So just happy to come out with a win.
And when you guys were preparing for the game and going over what your opening drive might be, did you have a pretty good idea that you might be involved that much, get five, six catches just in the very first drive?
Well, as running backs, we knew we'd be involved in the passing game. And, I mean, if Tom needed to get the ball to us, we wanted to be available and, catch the ball, protect the football, and get as many yards as possible. So we all knew we had opportunity, and it just so happened to be that first drive. But it's just that fast start that we were talking about.
We know that, generally speaking, the way Bill Belichick operates is you win the toss and you defer. Tom Brady said this morning, they discussed Saturday night, if you won the toss, you were going to take the ball. Does that excite you guys on offense when that happens?
Yeah, you just want to start fast and put the ball in the end zone on that first drive, and definitely gives our defense a big boost if we can go out there and do that, and just give us that energy, keep that, ride that momentum for the rest of the game.
Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, two of the better pass rushers in the NFL, but they were both really quiet yesterday. How much of a team effort was it to keep those guys down?
Whenever you face elite pass rushers like those guys, it's a total team effort, from play calling to blocking to backs and tight ends and everybody chipping and just getting the ball out so they can't get to you. It's great team effort, not allowing those guys to go over the game.
Sometimes you'll hear a coach say, we do what we do. We are who we are. That's, our identity. That's how we play. And we've said about the Patriots that your identity changes week to week depending on the game plan. How much does that challenge you guys each and every week, knowing that the game plan that you ran yesterday may have nothing to do with what you'll do next week?
You just have to do whatever's best to, execute versus that team that we're facing that week. And I think Coach McDaniels did a great job of dialing up great game plans. Everybody's accepted and locks in, and no matter which play he's called, we just go out there and execute it.
Now, you guys capped off a perfect season at home. You guys ran the table 9-0, but now you're going to have to go on the road this week into Kansas City, a tough place to play. Why do you think it's going to be different this time around when you guys, during the regular season, struggled away from Foxborough?
I mean, it doesn't really matter how we played in the regular season at this point. We should go out there and play our best football on Sunday. That's all that matters, is how we play on Sunday. And we can be where we want to be if we go out there and execute for four quarters. Just play with energy, play with focus, and, play for one another.
Generally speaking, the New England Patriots aren't underdogs very often. You're going to be an underdog going into this game. Listening to Tom after the game yesterday, it sort of sounds like you guys are kind of embracing this role right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to go out there and play our best football. It doesn't necessarily matter for underdogs or, front runner or whatever. We just want to go out there and play our best football and come out with a win at the end of the day.
Just don't do the dog masks. It's been done.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Do that, yeah.
Just don't do the dog mask thing.
No, we won't do that.
Now, how much of the regular season game against Kansas City will you guys look at and focus on, or have the teams changed too much since then?
You look at it and look at the rest of the games throughout the rest of the season. Just, learn them as best as possible. I mean, things have probably changed since we played them last, so just got to study up on them and, a little refresher and, know them as best as possible when Sunday comes around.
It was a lot of points when you guys played these guys earlier in the season. Are you expecting it to be a little tighter defensively this weekend?
You honestly never know. You just got to go out there and play football, and whatever happens, happens. 10-7, 42-40. I mean, you never know. You got to go out there and play football.
Now, Damian Williams is a guy who, was not their starter, certainly, for the Chiefs at the beginning of the year. Wasn't even their backup at the beginning of the year, but he has been given an opportunity. I think when he played you guys the first time, he only had, one carry. He was really not a big factor, but he's really taken over. What have you seen from afar watching Damian Williams?
He's a good football player. He's the same draft class as me, so I mean, met him at the combine. We're They were pretty much like back to back in like the line for like the 40 and stuff. So I always knew he was a good football player, even when he was in Miami. May not have got, you know, the most opportunities, but he's taking advantage of what he's getting now.
Anybody from your high school on this team? I feel like everybody in the league, there's a guy from your high school.
No, nobody from my high school is on this team. No.
I still don't know how your high school team ever lost a game, by the way.
It happens. A lot of good competition in Florida.
James, we appreciate the time. As always, good luck next weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care.